John Ossoff promotes China's official news agency after working as national security staffer in Congress. By Christina Wong on December 29, 2020. Georgia Democrat Senate candidate John Ossoff tweeted that his followers should follow China's state-run news outlet in 2012. After working as a national security aide to Representative Hank Johnson, DGA. On November 7, 2012, Ossoff said, referring to the annual gathering of Chinese Communist Party delegates, especially during 18th Party Congress, hashtag follow at XH News, Xinhua, Chinese state media, hashtag FF. The hashtag FF in social media lexicon has been used to flag other Twitter accounts the tweet author thinks should be followed. It was at the 18th National Congress of the Chinese Communist Party that Xi Jinping, now China's president, was elected as General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, CPC, Central Committee. Ossoff's tweet, first reported by the Washington Free Beacon, came about 3 months after he left working as a staffer for Johnson. According to PolitiFact, Ossoff received a top-secret security clearance in March 2012 and staffed Johnson for all work related to the National Defense Authorization Act before leaving in mid-August 2012. Both Republican and Democrat U.S. lawmakers have expressed concern about Xinhua News Agency's operations in the United States. Representative Jim Banks, RN, a Navy reservist and China hawk, in a January 2020 letter to then-Attorney General William Barr wrote that it was extremely troubling that the agency had not yet registered as a foreign agent, as reported by Axios. Axios noted that Xinhua operates bureaus in major cities across the U.S. and that the bipartisan U.S.-China Security and Economic Review Commission's 2017 report stated Xinhua serves some functions of an intelligence agency by gathering information and producing classified reports for the Chinese government. Xinhua and the Chinese Communist Party have deep, long-standing ties, Banks said in the letter. There have been no reports that the Xinhua News Agency has filed as a foreign agent. Ossoff has tried to defend against his film production company Insight TWI receiving payments from PCCW, a Chinese media company partly owned by the Chinese state-owned Unicom and a pro-Beijing businessman in Hong Kong. Ossoff did not include the payments when he first filed candidate financial disclosures in May, but then quietly included them 2 months later, after the Georgia Senate primary. His campaign has called the omission of the payments from PCCW a paperwork oversight. The Washington Free Beacon also reported that Ossoff's wealthy father, who has bankrolled his son's political career, met with Chinese dignitaries after purchasing a 60-foot yacht from a China-based shipbuilder tied to Communist Party officials. Incumbent Senator David Perdue, RGA, who Ossoff is challenging in Georgia's January 5 runoff election, said Monday during an interview with Hugh Hewitt the payment issue showed bad judgment and made him a target for China. This shows bad judgment, and it's a real dangerous thing on the back of the Swalwell scandal and also the Hunter Biden scandal. It shows what China's doing, they're finding these young impressionable liberals and they're developing strong relationships, Perdue said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.